So we're holding in the middle of the halachas of Chodesh Elul and the Kitzur Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Tes. So the Kitzur writes, Yachid HaOmer Slichos. A person who finds himself having to say Slichos be Yachidus. He doesn't have a minion to say Slichos with. Einu Rashoi Lomar Shloshes Remidos Derech Tfila Uvakasha. A person is not allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos, he's not allowed to say those be Yachidus. Ela Derech Kriya Batara Benigun Uvatanim. A person rather must say them. If he finds himself in this situation, he has to say the Yud Gimel Midos and the Slichos, he has to say them as if he's reading a Pasuk in Chumash. The same way in the Slichos themselves, not only when we have the whole Pasuk, but if it's mentioned in the Slichos, so also a person should not mention those on his own. So I was talking to my father yesterday, I told him we were up to this. I was a little surprised, like whoever damn Slichos v'yichidus. He told me almost every year he gets a shayla, because there's always someone who goes on a plane during Aseret Mitzvah or during Chodesh Elul for the Sephardim or during a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah for the Ashkenazim. There's always someone who's flying on a plane and who can't make it, and there's not always a minion. So he said he gets a shayla all the time, and it's important to know that if a person finds himself in that situation, he is not really allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos. So my father pointed out to me that this halacha really has three nafkaminas. That we consider Shloshes Remidos like a Davar Shebekdusha. So therefore you need, number one, you need a minion to say them. That's obviously like Kaddish Kedusha, Baruch Hu, any other Davar Shebekdusha, we also need a minion. Halacha number two is that you need Atifa for them, like a Davar Shebekdusha. You need Atifa Sarosha if you're wearing a talus. You're supposed to put your talus over your head. So that's based on the Gemara Megillah that says that Amar of Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisateh Batifa, so when he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he taught him the Yud Gimel Midos. So from there we learn also that we are supposed to have atifa anytime we're saying a davar shebekdusha, vayavar Hashem al pana vayikra, that that's what it means. Rabbi Yochanan darshans that he covered his face with a talus. So that's halacha number two. And halacha number three is it has to be done by amida, just like any other davar shebekdusha. So even though lechatchila a person's supposed to stand for the entire duration of the slichos, if he is not strong enough to do so and he wants to sit down, he may. However, when it comes to the Yud Gimel Midos, he's supposed to stand just like any other davar shebekdusha. So these are the three nafkaminas that come out from the fact that these Yud Gimel Midos are considered a davar shebekdusha. Number one, you need a minion. Number two, you're supposed to stand. And number three, you're supposed to cover your head with a talus. So then says the Kitzur in the second half of this halacha, v'chein ha-bakasha shehem balashon arami. When we have certain portions of the slichos that are said in Aramaic, kagon mafe, umase, marin divishmayo, lo yomrem, alabasara. Those you should not say unless you have a minion. So we're going to focus a little bit more on that part of the halacha. And that really is based on a Gemara in Shabbos. There are two main Gemaras that really discuss this point that the Kitzur is bringing out. The first Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos, daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Rachana, ki havi azlina basrei de Rabbi Lezer l'shiulei bitficha. When we would go with Rabbi Lezer to go and visit a person who was sick. So we would come into the person's room, and we would give him a bracha. The ikar point of being mevakar chol is to give the person a bracha. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch, if a person leaves the house of a sick person and he does not give him some sort of bracha or say some sort of yiratzon, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of bikur chol. The main point of going is that you should help him get better and offer a tefillah on his behalf. So the Gemara records the story that Rabbi Bar Chana says when we would go to Rabbi Lezer to visit someone who was sick, Zimnin Amar, sometimes Rabbi Lezer would say, Hamakam yifakdach l'shalom, pokei, that's in Hebrew, Hashem should remember you in peace and you should get better. V'zimin Amar, however, sometimes he said, Rahmana yad kirinech l'shalom. Yad kirinech means the same thing as pokeid, it means the same thing, just that's in Aramaic. So Rabbi Bar Chana says that sometimes Rabbi Lezer would say a tefillah in Aramaic, and sometimes he would say a tefillah in Hebrew. Says the Gemara, Hechi Avid Hachi, how could Rabbi Lezer have done such a thing? V'am Rabbi Yehuda lo'olam al-yishal adam tzracha b'lashon Arami. A person should not be mispalel in Aramaic. He should be mispalel in Lashon HaKodesh. So if that's true, how is Rabbi Lezer allowed to say this tefillah in Aramaic? V'am Rabbi Yochanan kol ha-shol tzracha b'lashon Arami, ein malachi ha-sharis nizkakin lo. She'ei malachi ha-sharis makirin b'lashon Arami. Says the Gemara, if a person davens in Aramaic, the malachi ha-sharis are not going to listen to his tefillah. Why? Because malachi ha-sharis ein makirin b'lashon Arami. The simple reading of the Gemara, which we'll see in a few minutes what it really means, the simple reading is that the malachim don't understand the Aramaic language, and therefore if a person chooses to daven in Aramaic, the malachim will not help him out because they don't understand his tefillah. So that's the question. How is Rabbi Bar Chana able to say, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, that he would offer a tefillah in Aramaic?
Why do we need malachim's help?
So we'll get there in a minute. That's what we're getting at here. So the Gemara says, Shani chola d'shchina yimo. The Gemara answers that this situation is different because when you come to the house of a chola, so the Gemara says that a shchina da'amra vanu namarav minayin shchina soid as a chola shenemar Hashem yisadenu al eres divas. That the Gemara says that a person who comes to be mevaker chola should know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing right on top of the bed. Kavayachol, he's standing right on top of the bed of the sick person. So therefore, I have a direct connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam when I'm offering a tefillah in the room of this sick person. I don't need the malachim's help. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is right here. I don't need them to offer my tefillah before the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, if such is the case, a person doesn't have to be careful about davening in Aramaic because the Shechina is right there and he doesn't need the help of the malachim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says in the Daf Lamedtes, "Kol ve'asara shchinta shara." Whenever I have a minion, also, so I have the Shechina is standing right there. So based on that, it would seem also that if a person is davening b'tzibur, there's no problem to be saying any sort of, to be offering any sort of tefillos in Aramaic. And in fact, Arzarua writes in his Tshuva Simenun, Arzarua writes that that's why we're allowed to say Yikum Purkan. Aye, so the whole tefillah is Aramaic. So he says no, because since we're saying it b'tzibur, so there's no problem to say a tefillah in Aramaic if we're b'tzibur. Why? Based on this Gemara that says that kol de'asar shchinta shor. Whenever we have a shchina, because whenever we have a minion, we have a shchina there. It would come out according to that.
You could say
even b'yichidus. So that's a that's something I wasn't sure about. According to the Arzarua's logic, it would seem that it's only if in that situation. And according to what the Kitzur says here as well, you're supposed to skip those parts that are in Aramaic. There's one final Gemara which discusses this, which is the Gemara in Elu Ne'amarin in the 7th parak in Sota. The Gemara over there has a whole bunch of examples. What are you allowed to say, Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh, and what has to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, and what could be said in any language that a person chooses? So the Gemara has a whole bunch of examples, and the Mishnah starts off and says, Elu Ne'amarin M'chal Lashon. The following sorts of mitzvahs are allowed to be said in any Lashon that a person chooses. Number one, Parsha Sota, Vidui Meiser, Kriya Shema, Utfila, Berchas Hamazon, Shavuos HaEdos, a whole bunch of things. So says the Gemara, when it comments on the fact that you're allowed to daven b'chal lashon, what do you mean? It asks the Gemara, why am I allowed to do that? So it says, Rachamihi, because the whole point of davening is that I should beg Rachmanus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Heichi Dibayi Matzli. So however, I know how to daven, however I know how to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm allowed to do that. Doesn't matter what language I'm choosing to offer my tefillah. So I ask the Gemara, Tefillah b'chal lashon, what do you mean? Am I allowed to daven in any language I choose? Don't we know Ba'amar Rabbi Yehuda la'olam ha'yishalad mitzracha b'lashon aramis? Don't we know it says a person should not offer a tefillah in Aramaic? He's supposed to daven b'lashon ha'kodesh. So what does that mean? Ba'amar Rabbi Yochanan kol ha'shol tzracha b'lashon arami e'y malachi ha'sharas miskakim lo l'fi she'y malachi ha'sharas makir b'lashon arami. The malachim don't recognize this language of Aramaic. So therefore, if a person offers a tefillah in Aramaic, the malachim won't be there to help him out. So ask the Gemara, if that's true, so why does the Mishnah say that a person is allowed to daven in any language he chooses? Says the Gemara, lo kasha habiyachid v'ha b'tzibur. So what does that mean? It depends. If I'm davening with a tzibur, if I'm davening with a whole bunch of other people, and I have a minion, so then I'm allowed to daven, whether it's Aramaic or Hebrew, I could daven in any language I want.
But you don't need the malachim.
Oh, so it's because we don't need the malachim. However, when I'm davening the yechidus, it would seem that I need the malachim. So what exactly does this mean, that we need the malachim? It's interesting to point out that the Rabbi Avadia Yosef has in one of his tshuvas that he quotes the Torah in Aruch Chaim, Simitafrei Shutas says that the reason why we daven and we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso quietly is because Moshe Rabbeinu stole that tefillah from the Malachi Asharis. That's what they use to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. So since Moshe Rabbeinu stole that tefillah from the Malachi Asharis, so we don't want them to know that we stole this tefillah, so we say it quietly. This is the Lashon of the Torah. He says, we say it quietly that they shouldn't hear us, that we stole their tefillah, so therefore we choose not to say it out loud. However, on Yom Kippur, when we're all like Malachim, so it's okay. So Rabbi Avadia Yosef points out. So he says, what do you mean? The Malachim don't know the Malachim. The Gemara says, we need the Malachim to listen to our tefillah Shemana Esrei. We need the Malachim to bring our tefillahs up when we're down in Biyachidus. And that's tefillahs Lachash. We down quietly. So obviously the Malachim can hear. So that this really will take us to another point. Don't we know the Malachim know everything? The Madane Yantif in his Sefer on Brachas on Daf Gimel, and the Maritz Chiyas writes it on Shabbos on that first Gemara, and the Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch has this also in Aruch Chaim. Many different Rishonim discuss this issue, and the Achronim quote this. So the Madane Yantif writes, he has a raya that the Malachi Asharis understand not only Tfilas Lachash, not only what we say quietly, the Malachi Asharis even know what we're thinking inside our minds. How does he have a raya? Because he says, the Gemara says, he starts off with the premise that the Rambam and the Mevor Nevuchim, which is questionable, not all the Rishonim agree, But the Rambam writes in the Marne Vuchim Perek Mem Hei that all Ruach HaKadosh comes through the Malach. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. When a person has Ruach HaKadosh, it's the Malach coming to speak to him. So with that premise in mind, the Achronim write as follows, that the Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Zayin that Megillas Esther was Baruach HaKadosh Nemar. How do we know? Because there are specific psukim that tell us things that there's no way any human being could have known. How the Gemara says that Vayomer Haman Beliba says Haman was thinking in his heart. So how did anyone know to record that in the Megillah what Haman was thinking? He didn't tell us what he was thinking. So the Gemara says it must be that Megillas Esther was written with a special Ruach HaKodesh, and that's how we know Vayomer Haman Beliba. That's how we know exactly what Haman was thinking at the time. The Gemara says another example is because it says that he Esther nosas chen be'enei kol ro'eha. Esther was, everyone found favor. Esther found favor in everyone's eyes. So how do we know what everyone felt about Esther? Maybe they were just acting nice to her, but maybe they didn't actually love her. Maybe they didn't think she was so beautiful. So the Gemara says from this, obviously you see that Esther, that Megillas Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh. So say the Achrayim, it must be that you see that the Malachim not only can hear our tefillos that we say quietly, they also understand what we're saying, belay. They also understand what we're thinking. So that's what the Achronim point out. So if that's true, so then all the Rishonim ask, in Brachos on Daf Zayin and in Shabbos Daf Yubeis, all the Rishonim ask, if that's true, that the Malachi Asharis we see all over the Gemara, Malachi Asharis even understand what we're thinking. So what does it mean that when a person davens in Aramaic, the Malachi Asharis are not going to understand him? Malachi Asharis, Eimakir, Meloshon Arami, what happened? They know everything else. They know how to figure out everything else in the world. They know how to figure out what we're thinking. So how could it be they don't understand B'lashon Arami? And why is it that a person who davens B'yechidus is not allowed to daven in Aramaic? What problem is there that the Malachim can't seem to figure out? So the Rush writes in his Pirush on Brachos Daf Zayin that obviously you can't take this Gemara on face value. What do you mean? The Malachim obviously understand Aramaic. They understand everything in the world. So he says the Rush, that all it means is that the Malachim find this a tremendous chutzpah for a person to daven in the vernacular. You're choosing, instead of Lashon HaKodesh, you're choosing to offer a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam in your language that you use to talk all your Dvarim B'Teilim and all your Lashon Hara and all your everything else. That's not right. So says the Rush, the Malachim choose not to listen to your tefillah when you are davening B'Lashon HaRami. When you're not davening B'Lashon HaKodesh, they choose to ignore you. That's what the Rush writes, and that's what some of the Rishonim write. So why can you daven in any language?
That's only
with a tzibur. That's only when we don't need them. So this takes us to the next part of what was that?
Somebody with native language is Hebrew.
Oh, so what about that? So you have to say that Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh. That's the special language regardless. I'm not sure. That's a good point. I don't know exactly. But this takes us really to a different point, which is the Tzitz Eliezer points out that many of the Achronim have an issue about something we'll speak about in a minute, but the Tzitz Eliezer says, what does this mean exactly that we need the Malachi Asharis to bring our tefillos? What is it? What is that concept? So he says that if we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tzitz Eliezer points out that Rashi and Shabbos writes on that Gemara, when we need the Malachim to offer our tefillos, so he says, obviously we're being mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean when the Shekhinah is there, like the Gemara said, the Shekhinah is in front of a person, so therefore he's allowed to offer a tefillah even in a foreign language, says Rashi, Ve'einam mispalel tzarech she'izdakeku lo malachi asharis lahachdis tefilaso lefnim en apargu. In a case where the Shekhinah is right in front of me, I don't need the malachim to enter my tefillah lefnim en apargu, right in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam's face. So therefore, says the Tzitz Eliezer, that obviously what the concept is that when a person is davening b'yechidus, he needs the malachim to offer his tefillah before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Obviously, I'm not davening to the malachim themselves. I just need them to bring my tefillah up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many of the Achronim have issue with the fact that we say machnisei rachamim in the slichos. The Maran Liprag writes this, and the Gra is quoted in the Ma'aser Rav also, that Reb Chaim Elozner writes also about barchuni l'shalom. How does a person say on Friday night, barchuni l'shalom, we're not allowed to ask for a tefillah from the Malachim, we're not allowed to ask them to do anything for us, and they say it's Keneged the Rambam and Yisod HaKhamishi. We know the Yud Gimel Ikaram of the Rambam, that Ikar number 5 is that we are not Ein Osam Osam Emtsarim La'agiyah Behem Elav, we're not allowed to choose anyone else instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mispalel for. Ela Klapav Yis'an Li'ichavim La'machshavos V'anuchu Kol Masha Zulaso. We are not allowed to choose anyone, any intermediaries between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to go straight for the source itself. So the Achronim ask,
what's a
Melech Yosher? So, one second. So, the Achronim all ask that they have big problems with the fact that we say Machnisei Rachamim, and the fact that we say different types of tefillos like that. Baruchuni L'shalom. The Gra writes in the Maaser Rav, Miyom Amdi Al Daiti. He says, from the time that I was a bardas and I knew what I was going to do, he says, Espakti Milomer Nusach Hazam Machnisei Rachamim. I stopped saying Machnisei Rachamim because I felt so strongly that this is connected with what the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimli Kari Amunah. Some cipher, who very often in his truest tries to stick up for the Minhagi Yisrael, because he says that he was fighting against the reform. So the Chassam Sofer obviously didn't want to come out strongly against the Minhag Yisrael. So he just writes that his personal Minhag, his quiet Minhag, was that he would be Mayrech B'tachanun when he was saying Slichas until the Chazan got to Shem Yisrael, and no one would notice that he was taking so long for Tachanun, and this way he would skip it. So I'm assuming that Chassam Sofer is only because he doesn't want to be Mevatel a Minhag Yisrael like that. And many Achronim, right, the Shari Ephraim says, Hapilu Yavo Eliyo, even if Eliyo Novi will come, and he'll tell us that we should get rid of this tefillah, ain't shomun lo. This is a Halig Minig Yisrael, it's age-old Minig. We would follow this Minig, says the Shari Ephraim. We don't get rid of these types of Minhagim. So what type of excuse can we give? What type of excuse can we give? Why Klal Yisrael has this Minig? Why don't we see any problem? So the Mari Bruna writes that this is possibly the Rabbi Avadi Yosef quotes this, and he says that this is possibly an inyan of anibus, that a person says, I'm not right to talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom myself. I'm not right to offer a tefillah by myself. So when I'm being makel myself, betachanunim and slichas, when I'm showing, I'm subjugating myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I say, Malachim, please come here and help me. I need you to offer a tefillah. I'm not actually relying on that. I'm just showing as a symbolic act that I'm so little before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't approach to myself. I need the Malachim's help. Another yishuv I saw, a beautiful yishuv, which is written by the Rabbi Yehuda ben Yachar, who is the Rabbi of the Ramban. I didn't realize that the Rishonim already talk about this. There's a tshuva from the Rakaf that they printed. The Rishonim all have this problem. What's with Machnisei Rachamim? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Yachar writes that the Pashup Shal Machnisei Rachamim obviously is, we're talking to the Malachim, we want them to offer a tefillah. Ah, it's connected. The Rambam's Yud Gimli Kari Hamuna. So he says that what it must mean is that we're not being mispalled to the Malach. Rather, we're being mispalled to the Tzadikei Hador who know how to daven for us. Machnisei Rachamim, the people who know how to daven. And he says the same way that a Kohen Gadol gets punished if he doesn't daven properly for the people of his generation, and a punishment later comes, we consider it his problem. So he says the same thing over here. We're beseeching, we're asking, we're begging from the Tzadikim of the generation, please offer a tefillah on behalf of the generation and make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good Gzar Din. So these are some of the yeshuvim that the Achronim say. Others say that many of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam's Iker and Amunah. Many of the Rishonim don't hold like that. Tosfos says clearly in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin by the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. So he says, I want the Shemayim to beg for me, I want the Aretz. So Tosfos says he was asking that Sarah Shalah Shemayim and Sarah Shalah Aretz should daven for him. So the Achronim point out that you see clearly from Rashi all over Shas and from Tosfos over there that not everyone agrees with this Iker in the Rambam. It's not so simple that a person is not allowed to use Emtsayim to be misfiled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as obviously it's taken very seriously and we realize exactly what the end goal is, that we want everything to end up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself.